Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're continuing our reading from the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is chapter 3. And today's text is 25. Prayena Veda Tad Idam Na Mahajano Vayam Devya Vimohita Matir Bhata Mayayalam Trayam Jadi Krita Matir Madhu Pushpitayam Vaitanike Mahati Karmani Yujjamanah Prayena Veda Taridang Namahajanoyam Devya Vimohita Matir Bhatamayayalam Trayam Jadi Kritamatir Madhupushpitayam Vaitani Ke Mahati Karmani Yujjamanah Prayena Veda Taridang Namahajanoyam Devya Vimohita Matir Bhatamayayalam Trayang Jadi Kritamatir Madhupushpitayam Vaitani Ke Mahati Karmani Yujjamanah Prayena Veda Taridang Namahajanoyam Devya Vimohita Matir Bhatamayayalam Trayang Jadi Kritamatir Madhupushpitayam Vaitani Ke Mahati Karmani Yujjamanah. Please chant. Trayam Jadi Krita Matir Madhi Pushpitayam Vaitani Ke Mahati Karmani Yujjamanah Prayena Veda Taridang Namahajanoyam Devya Trayang Jadi Kritamatir Madhupushpitayam Vaitani Ke Mahati Karmani Yujjamanah Prayena Veda Taridang Namahajanoyam Devya Vimohita Matir Bhatamayayalam Trayang Jadi Kritamatir Madhupushpitayam Vaitani Ke Mahati Karmani Yujjamanah Matajis? Okay. Yena Veda Taridam Namahajanoyam Devya Vimohita Matir Bhatamayayalam Trayang Jadi Kritamatir Madhupushpitayam Vaitani ke mahati karmani yujjamanaha Vaishnavis. Prayena veda tariram namaha janoyam. Okay, synonyms. Prayena, almost always. Veda, no. Tat, that. Idam, this. Na, not. Mahajanaha, great personalities, besides Swayambhu, Shambhu, and the other ten. I am this, Devya, by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vimohita Matihi, whose intelligence is bewildered, Bhata, indeed, Mayaya, by the illusory energy, Alam, greatly, Trayam, in the three Vedas, Jadi Krita Matihi, whose intelligence has been dulled. Madhupushpitayam, in the flowery Vedic language, describing the results of ritualistic performances. Vaitanike, in the performances mentioned in the Vedas. Mahati, very great. Karmani, fruitive activities. Yujamanaha, being engaged. Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. Because they are bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajnavalkya and Jaimini and others and other compilers of the religious scriptures cannot know the secret confidential religious system of the 12 Mahajans. They cannot understand the transcendental value of performing devotional service or chanting the Hare Krishna mantra because their minds are attracted to the ritualistic ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas, especially the Yajurveda, Samaveda, and Rigveda. Their intelligence has become dull. Thus, they are busy collecting the ingredients for ritualistic ceremonies that yield only temporary benefits, such as elevation to Swargaloka for material happiness. They are not attracted to the Sankirtan movement. Instead, they are interested in dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Please repeat. Because they are bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajnavalkya and Jaimini and other compilers of the religious scriptures cannot know the secret confidential religious system of the 12 Mahajans. They cannot understand the transcendental value of performing devotional service or chanting the Hare Krishna mantra because their minds are attracted to the ritualistic ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas, especially the Yajurveda, Samaveda, and Rigveda. Their intelligence has become dull. Thus, they are busy collecting the ingredients for ritualistic ceremonies that yield only temporary benefits, such as elevation to Swargaloka for material happiness. They are not attracted to the Sankirtan movement. Instead, they are interested in Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. To the Prophet's purport. Since one may easily achieve the highest success by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one may ask why there are so many Vedic ritualistic ceremonies and why people are attracted to them. This verse answers that question. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa Sarvar Ahang Eva Vedya, the real purpose of studying the Vedas is to approach the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Unfortunately, unintelligent people, bewildered by the grandeur of Vedic yogis, want to see gorgeous sacrifices performed. They want Vedic mantras chanted and huge amounts of money spent for such ceremonies. Sometimes we have to observe the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies to please such unintelligent men. Recently, when we established a large Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, we were obliged to have Vedic ceremonies enacted by brahmanas because the inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially the smarter brahmanas, would not accept Europeans and Americans as bona fide brahmanas. Thus, we had to engage brahmanas to perform costly yogis. In spite of these yogis, the members of our society performed Sankirtan loudly with mridangas, and I considered the Sankirtan more important than the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Both the ceremonies and the Sankirtan were going on simultaneously. The ceremonies were meant for persons interested in Vedic rituals for elevation to heavenly planets, Jadikrita Matir Madhupushpitayam, whereas the Sankirtan was meant for pure devotees interested in pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We would simply have performed Sankirtan, but then the inhabitants of Vrindavan would not have taken the installation ceremony seriously. As explained here, the Vedic performances are meant for those whose intelligence has been dulled by the flowery language of the Vedas, which describe fruitive activities intended to elevate one to higher planets. Especially in this age of Kali, Sankirtan alone is sufficient. If the members of our temples in the different parts of the world simply continue Sankirtan before the deity, especially before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will remain perfect. There is no need of any other performances. Nevertheless, to keep oneself clean in habits and mind, deity worship and other regulative principles are required. Srila Jiva Goswami says that although Sankirtan is sufficient for the perfection of life, the archana or worship of the deity in the temple must continue in order that the devotees may stay clean and pure. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore recommended that one follow both processes simultaneously. We strictly follow his principle of performing deity worship and Sankirtan along parallel lines. This we should continue. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Purushaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshtarne Om Agyana Timirandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtang Stapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru and Vaishivamsha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vatam Tangsajivam Chadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sayatam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vatangsha Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindabaneshwari Vrishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpaturubhya Shakripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanang Pavanevhyo Vaishnavevhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dittananda Shedvaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gorbhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. If you were asked, what is your opinion? Do you think that most people in the world are happy or unhappy? What would you say? Who votes that most people are happy? Put your hand up. And who would say that majority of the people in the world are unhappy? I think it's a foregone conclusion. And one of the big reasons why they're so unhappy is because Most of the countries in the world, if not all of them, are being led by misleaders, untrained, unqualified personalities who take the position of leaders. And this is predicted that this is going to happen in Kali Yuga. It's already predicted in the Srimad Bhagavatam. An end result is already predicted, that people will become unhappy. If people are not properly led, because we're in the prison house of the material world, naturally they engage in activities that prisoners engage in, which is sinful activities. If you go to any prison in the United States or any other country in the world, left to their own devices, what do you think the prisoners are going to do? They're not going to open temples and charitable organizations. They're going to be fighting each other for scraps of bread or bits of drugs or whatever. Just fighting and quarreling and making each other's lives miserable. That's what goes on in a prison. So this is what goes on in the material world at large, because the material world is a giant prison house. Left to their own devices or led by misleaders, people simply quarrel, fight over trifles, and constantly make each other's lives miserable. Constantly. This is what goes on here. In every species, not just the human species, if you look at any, you know, we go out into nature and we think, like, you know, my main exercise every week is going walking in the mountains. And on the surface you think, peaceful, quiet, well, mostly quiet, except that it seems that as the weather gets better, more and more of these little planes go overhead. You can't get a moment's break from them. I've always wondered why these little planes have to have such loud engines. It's like you go out into the forest and you simply hear them. But, you know, on the surface it looks like a peaceful situation. The trees, the grass, the birds are chirping. But we know with a little cursory examination that it's one living entity simply making another living entity's life miserable. The ants are biting whatever they can that gets in their way, even the human beings. You touch a tree bark and in an instant your hands are covered by ants and you're getting bitten. The birds are eating the worms. You know, the small birds have to watch out that the big birds don't grab them. We were walking by a stream and there was a mother duck with her ducklings, and right on the edge was a coyote just waiting to see if he could pick off one of them. So like that. It's constantly a struggle for existence. Every living entity is simply making other living entities miserable. So the only way out of this is to take to the path of Krishna consciousness, the path of spiritual advancement. Otherwise, there's no hope. Things just degenerate. They become worse, not better in the material atmosphere. So these misleaders, they're simply making everybody's life miserable. And what happens constantly is even if they get rid of them, just like now there's so much unrest around the world to get rid of this leader and that leader. But we take the example of Haiti. Previously there was this Papa Doc Duvalier. He was such a heavy guy. He had a secret police called the Tonton Macoute. They would simply go around making people's lives miserable, raping, stealing, robbing, and spying on everybody and making everybody's life miserable. So they got rid of, well, Papa Doc passed on and his son Baby Doc took over. And he was just as bad. He started ruling the country when he was 19 and he was just as bad. So finally they got rid of him. They chased him out. He ran away to France with billions of dollars. And then they replaced that person with another person who is maybe not quite as bad, but is still making them miserable. And this is going on all around the world because the citizens are not trained in selecting a proper leader. They are themselves rascals and they simply promote a big rascal to sit on the post, as Prabhupada would say all the time. The little dogs, little animals, promote a big animal to be the leader. But he's still an animal, so what is he going to do? It's going to make your life miserable, just like animals do to each other. So there's such a great need for spreading this knowledge of Krishna consciousness, spreading this knowledge of what constitutes proper management of the state, what constitutes life's ultimate goal. Because without that, the leaders simply, even in, and this is not just in the, you know, supposedly third world countries like Haiti. You go to any country. Go to Italy. The guy, leader there, Berlusconi, is probably, what, 70-something years old. And he's embroiled in sex scandals. And, I mean, this is all they do. They don't know anything different. Sense gratification to the max till you die. And to finance that, you just take as much tax as you can from the ordinary people. Who cares how they live, as long as I'm living nicely. This is the mentality of these so-called leaders. So there's such a need of this knowledge of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And here Prabhupada is saying that even the so-called advanced scholars and sages like Yajnavalkya, Jaimini, they don't even know what is the ultimate goal. And therefore they promote these Vedic rituals. You know, and today people are still trying to emulate that. There are no qualified brahmanas. You can't get enough money together to put on a really good sacrifice. But still people are trying to emulate that. This so-called Arya Samaj, this Samaj, that Samaj. They're trying to do these big sacrifices. And they can't. And what is the result anyway? People spend money, they sit down and they watch the fire burning some grain, and then they go home and go back to the same nonsense that they do all the time. So this doesn't work in Kali Yuga. The Vedic rituals, Prabhupada compared to like the goldsmith's method. The goldsmith takes a little hammer and ting, 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 ting. But if you want to create something in a hurry, that doesn't work. You got to use the blacksmith method. Wham! You put the iron down on the anvil, wham! One big whack and practically you're done. So this is the Sankirtan movement. We don't have time for these, you know, little rituals here and there. We have to take to the Sankirtan movement, which with one fell swoop, bam, brings you to the highest level of understanding, highest level of spiritual practice, which is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, this book production, book distribution is so important. Yesterday I had a very, very trying day because I have so many books that I'm working on right now, preparing for publication. And this computer, I'm working on an iMac. And this is another advertising, they bedazzle you. Oh, Macs never have problems. Run away from PCs, buy a Mac, they never have problems. Turn on the machine, started working, Dravida sent me a file, opened the file, boom, the thing crashed. And it would never work after that. This one program that I need, the main program, InDesign that I use for producing books. It will not get started again. So I call up Adobe, and you call Adobe in America, but you get patched through to India. So within a few minutes, I was talking to a young man in Delhi, and you know, we were trying this and trying that, and while you're trying things, you have to wait sometimes. So I'm chatting with this young man. Turns out he's from Manipur. He's living in Delhi. He's working, you know, doing this software support. And so at least I had a chance to speak a little Krishna consciousness. But everything we tried, the thing didn't work. So frustrating. And then later on, I had to call again and got another guy in the same office. So you're calling from America and you're getting the same office in Delhi. So this time I got a different guy. So I asked him, I said, you know, is this like a big office you got? He said, no, there are only two of us. The guy you spoke to in the morning, and now you're speaking to me. The second guy's name was Amir Zaidi. So he's from Lucknow. So like this, we're trying to, you know, get something done here. And in the material atmosphere, things always go wrong. You cannot find peaceful, happy place here. It's just not possible. Even when you're trying to perform devotional service, what to speak of those who are not. So we have to take to it wholeheartedly, this Sankirtan movement, this chanting. As Prabhupada said here, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is sufficient for everything, including temple openings, deity installation. That's all you need. But because there's still a class of men who think that there is more required and they won't support the temple if you don't do it, so we do it. We do it now. Even we open so many temples in India and we have our own brahmanas now, especially these Gurukul boys. They come and they chant Mantra Pushpam and Purusha Sukta like that, which is okay. It's no problem. As long as the chanting of Hare Krishna goes on simultaneously, as Prabhupada indicates here. So one of the books that I'm working on right now is redoing new layout for the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1, the single volume, which consists of the first seven chapters of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Sankirtan devotees want this to distribute for the summer. So it's kind of a very tight deadline. That's why I was a little bit antsy. And still, it's not working this morning. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to go in there and try this way and that way to get things going because we have to get these books out. But I was just in reading through those, the very first chapter of the Bhagavatam. It just reminded me of how much nectar is there. And how much if we just concentrate our minds, our consciousness on what Prabhupada has given us in the form of his books, it is so tasty, so relishable. There's that one verse, verse 19, it says, Vayam tu na vitriptama uttama shloka vikrame yat shinvatam What is that? Yeah, I'm forgetting now. Swadu, swadu, pade, pade is the last line anyway. So it says there that we never get tired of hearing the pastimes of the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is worshipped by transcendental hymns and prayers. One who has developed a taste for transcendental relationships with him relish these pastimes constantly. They, you know, pade, 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 swadu, swadu, pade, pade. Swadu means taste, tasty or relishable, pade, pade, constantly. So this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to simply hear the pastimes of Krishna constantly and then repeat them for others' benefit. And that is the whole business of book production and book distribution, to give people a chance to hear these pastimes of Krishna and to hear how human society can be organized properly. Just like in the case of Parikshit Maharaj, we're hearing in the morning also Suvasa's reading, how heavy he was with Kali. Don't even dare to beat a cow, what to speak of killing a cow. But the people in general, they don't see that the cow killing activities that they engage in, that's what's bringing them all this misery. They're thinking if they get a little more money, if they, you know, get a different leader, if they get this, that, you know, kick out this guy, put in another guy. No! As long as you all engage in all these sinful activities, meat eating, gambling, intoxication, you're going to have miserable conditions in the society. It's called collective karma. It comes down on you. You can't avoid it. And therefore these books, because we see, all of us, we've experienced, most of us anyway, we're not born into this way of life. But as soon as you touch Prabhupada's books and you start associating with devotees, immediately all those bad habits go away. Immediately they fly away. You don't have to make any separate endeavor to give up smoking and give up this and give up that. Just join the ashram immediately. All those things fly away. And that's why it's so important to associate with devotees and to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita daily, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So it's a very, very tough job. But Prabhupada said just the endeavor to do this service of distributing his books, hearing his books, makes one successful. Just the endeavor. Don't worry about the results. Don't worry about the results. Leave it up to Krishna. You give that book to that person, and then your job is complete. Just like yesterday, also, I got a call. Just to remind me of this, their call came to the BBT. Young Indian lady. She had gotten a book, again, from a friend. And she wanted to get more books. And another lady, older woman, living in Louisiana, she said, I got this Bhagavad Gita. She didn't know how to pronounce it. Can you help me? How do you pronounce this? B-A-G-A-V. I said, Bhagavad Gita. She said, yes, thank you. She said, I got this book from a friend, and I'm reading it, and I'm enjoying so much. Can you please send a catalog so I can order some more books? And then she said, do you guys have some meeting somewhere? I said, in the back of the book, there's an address list. There's a temple in New Orleans, and if you're closer to the Texas border, you can go to Houston. She said, oh, yeah, I have friends in Houston, like that. So the books are out there. She didn't buy it. She got it from somebody else who probably bought it on Sankirtan, and she read it, and now she's interested. So that's our job. Just to somehow or other get these books in circulation in the society, and gradually people's consciousness will change, and they will want to have good leaders. They will want to have upright, upstanding. If you read the Krishna book, in the chapter about Krishna's qualities, there is the one quality where Krishna is very learned. So Prabhupada says there that if you are conversant, giving the definition of very learned, if you're conversant with many subjects and you have high moral values, both things have to be there. He said you have to be morally stout and conversant with many different topics, and then you're considered learned. Not just nowadays, a lot of people can regurgitate a lot of book learning and they consider it to be... No, you have to have the moral qualification also, and then you're very learned. As we know, Chanaka Pandit says, Matarvat paradarayeshu parajabyeshu loshapat. Atmabhat sarvabhuteshu yak prashati sa pandita. One who has these qualifications, who sees every woman except his wife as mother, matavrat paradarishu paradravyeshu loshabhat, who sees everybody else's possession as garbage in the street. In other words, there's no question of stealing. You see everybody else's possession as garbage. It's not mine, therefore it's garbage. I don't touch it. And atmabhat sarvabhuteshu tries to treat everybody the way he wants to be treated or she wants to be treated. Nobody likes to be ill-treated, not any sane person anyway. So you Try to treat everybody else nicely because you want to be treated nicely. Simple thing. But we don't see that happening for the most part. People are so frustrated and so unhappy that the general mentality is get out of my way before I hit you. You know, everybody's so uptight, so frustrated. So it's so important for this book distribution, Harinam, Prasadam distribution festivals to help bring down the fever of the society, help to train people properly in real values of life so they can elect properly. In this Kali Yuga, this dictatorship business doesn't work. Because you see, you get one fool, one rascal who establishes himself over a country, society, and he simply tortures everybody. Therefore, even though the Vedic way is not democracy, generally Vedic way means monarchy, but it means a trained monarch, not the kind of few, we have a few kings, the so-called kings left on this planet, few monarchs, and they're just rascals, just like the people they're leading. So in this Kali Yuga, it's better to have democracy, even though Prabhupada is demon crazy, because if the people are properly educated, there's a chance they will elect a proper leader and things can go on kind of nicely. Otherwise, there is no hope. So we'll stop here. Any questions? Comments? Yes, Radha Kripa Prabhu.
Yes, it's concerning, it's regarding the leaders, you would say.
Which one?
The leaders. Mm-hmm. They are so rascal. But it's not saying that the country has the own leader, have what they deserve. In other words, if the citizens are sinful, but their karma, they have this leader. Do you want to say something about it?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I mean, because there's this bad collective karma, then what do you think is going to come out of it? And therefore we see, I mean, even in a so-called advanced country like America, every day is just one miserable situation after another, after another, after another. It's just like no good news ever. Because things simply get worse and worse if people continue in their sinful activities. There has to be some balance, and this is the way nature balances things. If you push too hard in a sinful way, and it comes back to you in a very hard way. And that's what's happening. They're creating so many hellish conditions for the animals, for each other, and therefore they have to pay the price. In this life, what to speak of in the next life? You know, even in this life, we see that if you live a sinful life, then you suffer. And then, you know, it's just like that sage was blessing everybody. And for the butcher, he said, don't live, don't die. Because while you're living, you're doing all kinds of nasty business, and then when you die, you're going to suffer like anything because all those animals are waiting to exact their revenge. So the average person in the world today is they're engaged in nasty activity, and therefore they have a hellish life, and when they die, they're just going to suffer. And therefore our job again is to go out and alert them to this. Wake up, Jeev Jago, stop these things, chant Hare Krishna, and everything will be... It sounds simple to them. What do you mean, just chant Hare Krishna? You know, there has to be some whole long list of plans and this and that. No. Where have all those plans gotten you? For, like Prabhupada used to say about the United Nations. For 30 years, he said, back when he was on the planet, they've had this United Nations that are simply becoming more and more disunited. Every single day, another country is formed because nobody can get along with it. Just yesterday, a new country was formed. The country of Sudan broke into two. Now there's North Sudan and South Sudan. So they're simply fracturing more and more and more. They can't get along. You can't expect, Prabhupada said, peace between cats and dogs. If people are raised like cats and dogs and live like cats and dogs, they're simply going to fight and want to separate. So you have to make them into human beings by giving them this Hare Krishna movement. And then there's some possibility, hope of peace and happiness. Jai. Rantarashvim Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.